McGraw-Hill Audio presents Wink, the incredible life and epic journey of Jimmy Winkfield. Written by Ed Hotelling. Narrated by Alan Sklar. Chapter 1. Bluegrass Boy. Jimmy Winkfield never forgot the sunlit spot where he was born on an old back road in Kentucky, 8 miles east of Lexington. Richard Childs, a farmer from Virginia, kept a stagecoach tavern there for some 40 years before the Civil War, so they called it Childsburg. When Childs died in 1853, another white man, Sam Uttinger, bought the property and sold a lot with a farmhouse to a free black couple named George and Victoria Winkfield. George's father was white, and the Winkfield surname originated with an old family and its field, Winnicus Field, in Berkshire County, England. Weirdly enough, considering what would happen to Jimmy, Winnicus Field was practically next door to the celebrated horse races at Ascot. But just how those English Winkfields planted themselves in the far-off blue fields of Kentucky, and what they did there, is a story buried long ago in the hurts and loveliness of that conflicted state. George and Victoria had a boy, Augustus, in 1855, another boy, Samuel, in 1856, a girl, Rachel, in 1857, and the Civil War didn't slow them down. They had a third boy, William, in 1862, and a second girl, Betty, in 1864, and kept right on going. And after the war, a sprinkling of farmhouses sprung up around the Winkfields. The people there would not forget Sam Uttinger. They would revere him for having been brave enough to sell to George and Victoria amid the racial hatreds and violence of those days. Eventually,